KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear, and we have 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny on this Veterans Day with a high near 50, winds southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning showed there are 26 more deaths attributed to COVID-19 since Tuesday's report, for a total of just under 1,900 at 1,898. The number of deaths attributed to pre-existing conditions statewide are 1,227, while deaths at long-term care facilities amount to 905. That's five more than yesterday. Officials say there are 4,764 new confirmed cases of the virus since the pandemic began of 166,021. Cass County has 15 new positive cases for a total of 606. Double-digit positive case increases were reported in Adams, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Shelby, and Union counties. There are 110 new cases of the virus in Pottawatomie County. There was also one more death in each of Cass County, Mills, and Montgomery counties for a total of 11 in Cass County, 4 in Mills, and 8 deaths in Montgomery County. The current long-term care facility outbreaks are down slightly to 101 from 102 yesterday. Those care facilities report over 3,020 positive cases and just under 1,320 recoveries. In Cass County, three facilities, Atlantic Specialty Care, Heritage House, and Griswold Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, each have a combined total of 145 positive cases with 39 recovered. Harrison County has just under 300 cases among three facilities and 234 recovered. A record number of Iowans are once again hospitalized with COVID-19. Hospitalizations were up from 1,034 on Tuesday to 1,190 today. Some hospitals now report being at or near capacity. And the state's individual positivity rate is up to 15.7%, with the 14-day rolling average at 21.4%. Cass County's rate is down to 17.8% as of this morning. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Tuesday announced that due to increasing COVID cases in the area, the Clarinda Police Department will be restricting access to their facility spaces effective today. In addition, they will not be providing fingerprinting services. Those restrictions will likely remain in effect, he said, until at least December 1st. Brothers said also no one will be admitted to the facility without a face covering. The Chief Justice of the Iowa Supreme Court has ordered a pause in jury trials as cases of COVID-19 are up. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Jury trials were suspended in March after the pandemic started, and then they began again in September, following a couple of pilot trials to test coronavirus precautions recommended by a committee put together to study the issue. The Chief Justice now says jury trials will be put on hold until February 1st. That is, for any trial that's not sworn in a jury by November 16th. The order also grants extended deadlines for prosecutors to bring cases to trial under Iowa's speedy trial rules and suspends all grand jury proceedings until February as well. I'm Dar Danielson.
Officials of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, in Kansas have signed a Record of Decision, or ROD, for the PCE former dry cleaner Superfund site in Atlantic at 1205 East 7th Street, which had operated during the 1960s. The ROD outlines the cleanup plan the agency has chosen for the former site that has groundwater contaminated by tetrachloroethylene, or PCE, and trichloroethylene, or TCE. The cleanup plan calls for operation of a groundwater extraction and treatment system that will remove contamination from the groundwater. In addition to the GETS, as it's called, the selected remedy will also include institutional controls, which consist of legal or administrative actions or requirements imposed on the property to minimize the potential for human exposure to contamination or to protect the integrity of remediation. The institutional controls consist of a city ordinance prohibiting the installation of private drinking water and non-drinking water wells within city limits. The ICs will also prevent the ingestion of contaminated groundwater. EPA will conduct routine groundwater monitoring on a semi-annual basis to evaluate the performance of the GETS, as they call it, the groundwater extraction treatment system, and measure the stability of the contaminant plume. Officials say the objective of the selected remedy is to protect human health and the environment while restoring the aquifer to beneficial use, i.e. for drinking water, by cleaning up the groundwater below maximum contaminant levels in a reasonable time frame. The cleanup levels are based on a Safe Drinking Water Act of the maximum contaminant levels of 5 micrograms per liter for both PCE and TCE. PCE is a non flammable, colorless liquid used as a dry cleaning agent and metal degreasing solvent. It also is used as a starting material or building block for making other chemicals and is used in some consumer products. TCE is a highly volatile compound that is non-flammable and breakdown product of PCE. It's a colorless liquid with a somewhat sweet odor. TCE, officials say, is used to mainly degrease metal parts, but it also is an ingredient in adhesives, paint removers, typewriter collection fluids, and spot removers. The site in Atlantic was proposed for the National Priorities List in September of 2015 and was officially listed on the NPL in April of 2016. In our funeral announcements, Francis Cooper, age 88, of Atlantic, died November 5th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life graveside service for Francis Cooper will be today at 1 o'clock in the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Victor Byrd, age 75, of Persia, died Friday. Funeral services for Victor Byrd will be today at 2 o'clock at Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Layman Williams, age 73, of Atlantic and formerly of Walnut, died November 1st. Celebration of Life memorial services for Layman Williams will be today at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Rice, age 97, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Wayne Rice will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Hamburg. Rash Goody Funeral Home of Hamburg is in charge of the arrangements. Maxine McGinnis, age 98, of Stewart, died Saturday. A funeral mass for Maxine McGinnis will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Cecil Harris, age 94, of Adair, died Friday. Graveside services for Cecil Harris will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Dallas Monk, age 91, of Exira, died November 4th. A celebration of life graveside service for Dallas Monk will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ruth Faubel, age 94, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Stewart. Funeral services for Ruth Faubel will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donna Peterson, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Donna Peterson will be this Friday at 2:30 at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Ruth Cook, age 90, of Dunlap and formerly of Erling, died Sunday in Dunlap Specialty Care. A private mass of Christian burial for Ruth Rose Cook will be held on Friday at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Genevieve Meyer, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Genevieve Meyer will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Lilly, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Bob Lilly will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lowell Jensen, age 78, of Messina, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Lowell Jensen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Jimmy Morgan, age 77, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Jimmy Morgan will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Wayne Johnson, age 87, of Anita, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. A private family graveside service for Wayne Johnson will be at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita with military honors by the Anita American Legion Post 210. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Monahan, age 64, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A private family celebration of life memorial service for Bob Monahan will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is assisting the family. Wayne Toby Held, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday in Fontenelle. Services for Wayne Toby Held are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Doris Stenstrom Richards, age 93, of Exira, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Graveside services for Doris Stenstrom Richards will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Orange Township Cemetery in rural Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Carl Lee Waugh, age 93, of Winterset, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Graveside service tribute for Carl Waugh will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Morrisburg Cemetery in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family. And John Lee Hansen, age 91, of Audubon, died November 5th at the Audubon County Hospital. Celebration of Life memorial service for John Hansen is pending with the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.